Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, an indication of God's close and caring presence when we're most in trouble. Pastor Brian Blank and his wife learned as a young couple that even in times of great tragedy, God is there to help us through.
Well, we were a young married couple, and our first child didn't make it. And while that transition was taking place, we found out that there was another baby, which we didn't know about. And so you're up, you're pregnant, you're down, you lost a child, you're up. Hey, there's still one child left. And then a week later, that little guy passed away.
It's hard to imagine a time of greater emotional stress, but Pastor Blank says,
when you're really young in your faith also, you know, it's that time where God meets you. You know, one of my favorite passages is in Isaiah when the Lord, you know, makes the promise, I'll give you treasures in darkness, you know, and he says, so you'll know that I am the Lord God of Israel. And most people fail to realize how many treasures do come out of darkness. You know, even that child was conceived in darkness and was forming in darkness, and there's that day of light.
That realization, born in the sadness of his twin son's deaths, pointed toward a profound reminder of God's grace.
And I remember the Lord just reminding me that the greatest treasure I have is that night that Jesus was in darkness, and he says, Father, your will, not my will, be done. And it was a dark night, but then when daybreak, you know, over the weekend, it changed everything.
God's Word has provided solace and inspiration time and again for Pastor and Mrs. Blank, and they've passed those things on to the many people with whom they've worked through the years.
And I remember reading that famous story in 2 Samuel where David finally says, you know what, I can't bring my son back, but one day I'll be with him. And that passage has marked my life as a pastor, ministering to people that go through miscarriages or lose a child, you know. Usually on Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, that's a passage that we'll read every Sunday at our church, just to encourage those women that maybe made poor decisions when they were younger, but in Jesus Christ, they're new people.
Pastor Blank uses his faith and trust in God to help others, just as the Lord used the most difficult of times to reinforce his and his wife's faith.
My wife and I would just hold on and say, you know what, I'd rather be in the midst of this storm in God's will than in any storm out of his will. And so we just held on to him, and he carries us through daily, because they don't stop after, you know, many, many years, 36 or 37 years of being a full-time ministry. It doesn't get any, you know, the enemy doesn't let up, put it that way.
And Pastor and Mrs. Blank don't let up in the firmness of their faith in God and their dedication to sharing that faith with others. I'm Mike McLean.